Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Who knew Jeffrey Toobin was an illegal immigrant? I had no idea. Welcome back to our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, 855-839-1210, and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Lot to chat about today. Tell you what, we got a lot to talk about in our fourth hour. Nathan Wade, Fonte Willis, the two of them together. You know, did you know, and I didn't know this, I didn't realize this, but did you know that workplace romances are as American as apple pie? Did you know that? They're as American as apple pie. See, I was unaware of that. I've never had one before. I usually observe the great line, which is, you don't blank where you eat. I mean, that's obviously when I'm single, when I was single. But you don't blank where you eat. Nathan Wade and Fonte Willis, obviously that didn't matter for them. And he says that they're the best of friends. They communicate every day. How many people end a torrid love affair that destroys a marriage and then stay in touch as besties? Who does that? But this is what the disgraced Nathan Wade, who, remember, who's brought in by his lover. They lie about the timeline to go after Donald Trump. He's not qualified to go after Donald Trump. He's not qualified to be the special prosecutor here. The guy handled municipal court cases. But here he is. This is America, all right? Shacking up with the boss, shacking up with the one who brings you on board and pays you $700,000 a year to go after a former president. As American as apple pie.
Our relationship was professional. Our relationship grew organically over time. It was something that was not deliberate or intentional. I made the statement earlier that workplace romances are as American as apple pie, right? That was not to make light of the situation. Mm-hmm.
As American as apple pie, all right? As American as apple pie. Just remember that. As American as apple pie. What kind of apple pie are you eating, out of curiosity? This kind of reminds me of the movie American Pie, which I don't think is the kind of movie you want to be thinking about in this context. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's an old movie. But so anyway, this is the question, and this is the thing. Can you really stay friends, besties, with your gumata after this ends? And then are we supposed to believe it's really over? If you two are staying best friends?
Because, you know, we did see that you did attend the victory party for D.A. Willis. She was overwhelmingly, she overwhelmingly won her primary election. How would you characterize your relationship now?
Oh, we're the best of friends.
Aww.
We're great friends. Being
great friends.
This way, the only other person on the planet who knows what I'm going through and I know what she's going through. We communicate daily. You know, during the course of the prosecution, when I was a part of the team, we talked all the time, but we talked about the case. It was about business. Now there's been a shift in the communication, and it's more about, hey, how are you handling the pressure?
Mm-hmm.
Or is your family okay? Nathan, are your children okay?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that there was something going on with your divorce. Is the situation there okay? You know, and my response to her, just as hers is to me, is a candid one. I'm doing fine. I'm keeping up with all my responsibilities, contrary to what people believe.
Mm-hmm.
I have not shirked any responsibilities. I've paid spousal support. I don't have minor children,
mm-hmm.
so there's no reason to pay any child support. I am doing everything that I am supposed to do and still dealing with the threats that are coming daily.
As an alpha man should.
Well, I mean, I mean, how come Joy Reid doesn't turn around and turn to him and say, do you really think this is appropriate, though, that you guys had this office romance? That you guys were knocking boots in the office? And how are we supposed to believe right now? How are we supposed to believe right now that in any way, shape, or form, you guys had a professional relationship? How are we supposed to believe that in any way? How can we believe that in any way, shape, or form? How can anyone with a brain believe that? You know, Trump's in trouble. The diversity that, I mean, Trump's in trouble. Biden's in trouble because of the diversity that is surrounding former President Donald Trump. It's amazing. I saw this clip a little bit earlier today. There are a couple clips of people who are coming out. The strong showing for Trump among black voters, Hispanic voters, and other people who used to be Democrat. You know, that was the Democrat base. That's who the Democrats took for granted. Those are going to be their people. This was tweeted out earlier by Trump Lady. Democrats should be scared. Take a look at the strong showing of diversity for Donald J. Trump. Remember, President Trump did more for black people than any president since Abraham Lincoln, she says. Vote Trump. Take a listen.
What I say is that we absolutely must take our country back.
Yes.
And look at this crowd of people, a diverse group of people. But what ties us all together is our love of country. And we have so many people here that came, escaped from communist countries. I'm a descendant of slaves. My people fought so hard. They fought in World War II, even when they had no more rights. My father was a drill instructor in the United States Marine Corps during the Korean War era. I have to stand up for my country. This is a beautiful and great country, and we have to stand up and save it right now.
All right, yeah.
Go for America.
Let's go.
We must. We must.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hey, I came from Vietnam. I feel like I'm backed into it now with Biden. We got to get rid of him. We can't turn into communism. Why is this happening? This is a scary country right now, and it used to be so great. Bring Trump back, please. Please.
Everything was super cheap on the Donald Trump, and now everything is super expensive. We can't even ride the MTA in peace.
That's right.
Yeah, you just go to Roosevelt Avenue or the Roosevelt Hotel. You see illegal immigrants everywhere. The subways are becoming super dangerous. I mean, it's just getting extensively ridiculous, and everybody's noticing, especially here in New York. You got the most crooked set of government here with Eric Adams, who swaps and goes back and forth on everything he does, and then he says, "Oh, we got to make things better for the migrants crisis going on over here." When you're the one who caused it, you're the one who called this a sanctuary city. You, Hochul, Letitia James, Alvin Braggs, all you guys are scumbags, all of you. And what we saw under Trump was absolute success from every corner. The greatest number. numbers of black unemployment, the lowest rates of inflation. I mean, everything is going up right now. I got a big truck and my gas is going high as all hell, and that's under Biden. You had to see Pelosi the other day had to, you know, act like the Trump presidency was going down. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, the host said, "Yeah, but that was a pandemic, though, right?" And they have to kind of lie to the people to make us think that this is what it is. But it's all fun and games. It's all fun and games until we all find out what the truth is. Right. Go ahead and put them in jail. Put them in jail and watch the persecuted people on the ground rise up and vote for him even harder. We're gonna get the black community, the Latino community. We got los Dominicanos over here, and we're gonna show support until 2024 is over and Trump is back in that damn White House. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go. That's right. Let's go. Let's go. This is amazing stuff here. This is another clip for you from a guy who is a spokesperson, and his name is, Kevin Jenkins. This is in the South Bronx, where Trump is going to have a big rally going on. Take a listen to this.
Outside noise. We got to come together, Latino, Black Americans, white Americans, Jew Americans, to save this country. They are only interested in stripping us of our sovereignty, stripping us of our rights, stripping us of our religious rights, stripping us of our freedom of speech. They are moving fast. And we have to get together to make sure we support Donald Trump, to make sure we have somebody in the White House that will stand up for us. That's what it's all about. It's not about the outside noise. It's about us making noise together to save this country. Yeah, I'm so happy to see so many clergy people here, because I lost faith in the church. I lost faith because I thought the church had forgotten the fact that their job was to stand up for the less unfortunate. And guess what? We have so many Americans doing so bad in this country because we have people in this.
No, it's the idea that you've got minorities, blacks, Hispanics, who are backing Trump is terrifying to the Democrats. I mean, it really is. It's terrifying to them. It is their worst nightmare. It is absolutely their worst nightmare possible. They can't even fathom it. They can't fathom it, how people could do this. Remember, in their mind, everybody who backs Trump is a big white supremacist with a Cabela's fishing hat on. Not somebody who would be out there backing Trump as a Hispanic and as a black. Nobody thinks that way in their mind. In the Democrats' mind, the left's mind, everybody's a racist. Everybody who backs Trump is just a gigantic racist. And so now when you've got people who are black and Hispanic coming out and they're backing Trump, you turn around and you say to yourself, well, how does that go with your talking point? And that's why the media just ignores it. The media just ignores it, and they just pretend like it's not happening. The corporate media, they just pretend as if it's not, it's just not happening. You heard what Harrison Field said earlier, but I mean, Trump's taking the Bronx, baby.
The Bronx are iconic. You know, hip hop was birthed out of the Bronx. It's home to Cardi B, who's come out and said that she's not for Joe Biden. It's home of Jennifer Lopez, who used to sing Jenny from the Block, who used to have a little, now I have a lot. And no American in the Bronx, in where I'm from, West Palm Beach, can say that they have a lot under Joe Biden. The Bronx are iconic. You know, hip hop was birthed out of the Bronx.
The Bronx, baby. AOC's not happy about it, though. AOC's not happy that President Trump is coming to the Bronx. But this support among minorities for the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, kind of goes against the Hitler narrative, don't you think? Doesn't it go against the Hitler narrative? Isn't it hard to call a guy Hitler when you've got all the minority support that he has? And if they want to call everybody Hitler, if that's their goal, well, you know, this kind of disrupts this. Here's another person, another woman speaking about this. This is African-American woman from, I guess, New York City in this area, too.
I think you stand with Trump.
That's a good word. I'm not stupid.
I could tell the minute I saw you, your eyes lit up when you saw the
I'm
Trump
not
flags.
Stupid.
As I told her, you know why you stand with Trump? Because beautiful people stand with Trump.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
How's your drink? That drink looks
It's really good. It's
good.
A mocktail.
Delicious.
So what was your answer? Why are you staying with Trump?
I stand with Trump because he's basically representing us, and everything that they're doing to him is what they can do to us.
Yeah.
And the system is broken, and, you know, he's fighting for us, you know? So I like his policies. I like how he says it like it is. And, you know, and Biden got to go. I'm sick of him.
And what would you say to a black person that says that you're not black because you're voting for Trump?
Well, then I guess I identify as a white man. I don't know. I don't care what anybody has to say. I'm a mother. I care about the future of my child, and I care about policies over, you know, rhetoric.
Good for her. Good for her. And she can identify as a white man if she wants to. Absolutely, she can. She can identify as a white man. Why not? What stops her? What stops her from doing that? Nothing. Nothing. She can do whatever she wants in this day and age. Everybody can do whatever they want. Nobody should be stopped from identifying as a white man if they want to, even a black woman in New York City. But you see, this is their problem. I mean, among a million other problems, the problem is that when they keep going out there and trying to say Trump is Hitler, Trump is Hitler, Trump is Hitler, and you've got black women coming out there and saying, I'm voting for the guy. I don't really care what you say. And then you have Joy Reid over at MSNBC lamenting the fact that not enough people are calling him Hitler. You see the dichotomy here between what the corporate media wants you to think and wants you to believe versus what the actual truth is of what people are saying on the streets? Listen to this from Joy Reid.
As per usual, much of the media is downplaying the fact that the Republican nominee is once again using Nazi language. His fellow Republicans don't seem all that bothered. They go to extraordinary lengths to defend him, which is super weird, since they've spent the past 6 months painting Joe Biden and Democrats as pinko anti-Semites. Here's another thing. Donald Trump wants white nationalists to think he's great. He has said so. Jonathan Carl recently reported that back in 2016, when former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tried to get him to disavow David Duke's endorsement, Trump told him, quote, those people vote too. And they have a reason to like what he's offering. He has promised to grant immunity to all police officers so they are free to kill anyone, like George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Roger Fortson. He's promised to launch national raids to round up 15 million migrants, place them in internment camps, and mass deport them. And he plans on using the National Guard to police Democratic cities and use force to put down protests and restore, quote unquote, law and order.
Okay, now let's contrast that with this clip that of this gentleman in who's going to the Bronx tonight about why he's excited to see Trump tonight. Ready? Okay, take a listen.
If President Trump came here to the South Bronx, would you attend the rally?
Of course. I would want to meet Trump. I would want to shake his hand.
He's the only president that I see that can ever make America great again. He's capable of doing that.
I would love to go to a rally with Donald Trump come, because I'm a big Donald Trump supporter, and I would support him 100%.
Oh, yeah, definitely we're going to show him love. We're going to show him a lot of love, and, you know, like they do in other states. We definitely need to see Trump here.
There's nothing but love for Donald Trump here in the South Bronx and North Bronx. The East Bronx and the West Bronx.
So you tell me.
We want Trump to come back. Please, bro. Biden, get out of here, bro.
I would come to the rally and support Trump because the Bronx need a change and we need somebody that's really going to help this community.
I would definitely come to a Trump rally in the South Bronx. I like him.
You do?
Yes.
Yes, I will come to a rally if President Trump was to come to the Bronx, and I also would bring other people to come to and support him.
Would Joe Biden get a warm reception if he came to the Bronx?
No, he wouldn't have. And I'll make sure of that.
Reporting for Newsmax in the South Bronx.
Imagine that. It's hard. He's supposedly Hitler. People are already lining up to see him tonight in the South Bronx. And again, there's Biden slurring again as usual. Slurring again today at the press conference as usual, as he always does. And this is the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com.
Okay, next. Do I ask the next question as well?
Let me ask.
Do I ask the next question as well? Okay. And then after a reporter asked her question, this is what Biden's response was. This is a 30-second clip. He couldn't even remember the question. It was 30 seconds.
What was my question?
Sir, your question was Haiti.
Can the United States and Kenya or the nations collectively break the backs of this coordinated militia that has the grips of the nation? That nation.
Yes. The very way we're doing it. We're not talking about a 1,000-person army that's made up of trained persons. This is a crisis. It's able to be dealt with.
Oof, I'm telling you. I mean, it's bad. It's bad. This guy is, it's bad. Well, I don't know what else you need to know. And you got people lining up, black and Hispanic voters in New York City lining up to see Trump for the rally tonight. And yet, apparently, the only people that support him are a bunch of racists, a bunch of MAGA white supremacists, MAGA's white supremacists and racists. How do you jive that? How does that jive with what's happening and what you're hearing from people? From what you're hearing from the people? From what you're hearing from the actual human beings who happen to be black and who are out there and they're saying over and over again why they like this guy, why they need this man, why they want him back. And meanwhile, you and I we're told over and over again, we hear this over and over, that we're a bunch of racists. We're white supremacists. Now, there's a little bit more of that Speaker Kevin Jenkins. This guy was fantastic.
A little bit more of him.
Because I thought the church had forgotten the fact that their job was to stand up for the less unfortunate. And guess what? We have so many Americans doing so bad in this country because we have people in this country believe that they have the right to strip us of our humanity, strip us of everything that we own, strip us of our rights to raise our children the way we want to raise our children. We have to stand up against them. We have to make sure that our voices are louder than that. That's what we have to do. We have to stop standing silent, and we have to stop being quiet. We have to stand up against the tyranny of our time, like all of our leaders did for us. And that's what I mean. So it's not about just supporting Trump. It's supporting your rights. It's supporting this country's rights. It's supporting our children. It's making sure that we stand up against all of the things that are trying to take away the things that we fought for all of our lives. So we got to be louder than that, right? Side. And all of you people at home that scared to come out and say you support Donald Trump, we get you. We understand. You might lose your job. You might lose. But vote for him anyway. And when he comes to the Bronx next week, there should be a million people out there supporting him. Because guess what? He's standing up for America. Now that's why I'm here. As a black man, I'm standing here right now, and I'm telling every black American, if you continue to support the Democratic Party, which is anti-black, you're a damn fool. You're a damn fool. Every policy prescription that they ever passed was to keep us strapped in poverty. Do you understand that? So we need to go knock on doors. We need to go talk to our friends. We have to tell them to shame the devil and tell the truth and stand up for our community. Now, I'm telling you right now, this is a serious thing that's happening in this country. I'm telling you, don't play around with this. Do not play around with this. If Donald Trump is not back in office, you are going to be permanent slaves. Trust me. Permanent slaves.
I mean, that guy clearly ain't black, right? Because he's not voting for Biden, so he's clearly not black. Now, you also know that they had a Black Patriots for Trump rally. Black Patriots for Trump rally, and there were hecklers who showed up, and it did not go over well. I'll share that with you in just a moment. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli as we continue along the show here today. I do want to tell you, though, my buddy Dr. Mike Veneria is the absolute best at giving you the smile of your dreams. It's special occasion season. Time for you to get that wonderful smile. You're going to be in a lot of pictures, weddings, graduations, and of course, just summertime at the beach, family vacations. Don't you want a great smile? The answer is yes, you do. Of course you do. So go see Dr. Mike Veneria today. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, Dr. Mike would love to give you a great smile. And he is the master of dental implants, the master of making people look and feel their best. That's who Dr. Mike Veneria is. So reach out to him. Staff is great. The people are great who work there. The music that plays in the office is great. And easy to get to right over the bridge, as I mentioned, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. But don't go to the closest dentist. Go to the best dentist. The best dentist is Dr. Mike Veneria, period. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. And I go see him. Bridget goes to him. Reagan, Patrick Clare, and yes, of course, Mama Zioli discovered him. And for 10 consecutive years, he's been recognized among his peers as one of the absolute best, the best of the best. That's my buddy. That's my man. The man who's going to give you the smile of your dreams. Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, joining me now, he is running for the Republican nomination for the United States Senate seat in New Jersey, which, as I've told you before, is a must-win seat. And I think Republicans have a shot for the first time in a long time, but it is going to be an uphill battle. But first, they have to win the party's nomination in the primary. Joining me now, Justin Murphy. He'd like your vote if you are a Republican voter in New Jersey. His website is jerseyjustinforsenate.org. Justin, thanks for joining me. How are you doing today?
Great, Rich. Thank you. And my campaign appreciates very much you having us on. We're doing great and looking forward to the primary vote.
Well, you reached out to me, and I'm glad you did, because, you know, my rule is always the candidates have to reach out to me. I'm not running a charity here. So you reached out and said, can I come on the show? I said, absolutely. I want people to hear from the candidates and what they stand for. And so let's start with that. Tell us about yourself, where you're from, your background. Let's go from there.
Great. Thank you, Rich. Well, I was actually born in Philadelphia. I was born at the University of Penn and lived in Collingdale, Delaware County until I was 10 years old. And then in 1976, my family moved to the Pinelands here in Burlington County and Medford, and 2 years later in Tabernacle. So I've been living in Medford and Tabernacle, New Jersey since 1976. I've been active in Republican politics since 1988, served 4 years in the U.S. Navy, got out, went on to college, earned a political science degree. Authored a law school, earned an LLM, authored a book on judicial activism, served as my hometown's deputy mayor back in 2001, a three-year term. Ran for Congress twice before in 08 and 10, advancing conservative causes, conservative messages. Ran viably, too. Had a great bunch of people that kept me in the race against some very well-funded opponents. I ran against John Runyon, actually, in 2010. Guy played for the Eagles, mm-hmm. but have been involved for a number of decades, and we put together a very good message right now that I think is resonating well with the voter. I pronounce myself as a pro-life Reagan conservative. I'm the only candidate running in the for U.S. Senate from New Jersey that has received a recommendation from New Jersey Right to Life, so we're happy and honored and proud to carry that banner. We also received a perfect score of 100% from the New Jersey Family Policy Center. So, we have a message. It's a good, strong message, and we try to convey it optimistically and confidently. The the way Reagan would. As a young man, I was moved by President Reagan and his love of this country and his optimism for tomorrow and our endless capacity to solve our country's problems, which I believe thoroughly in. I believe all of us can do extraordinary things if we live in a free society and we have opportunity and we make the right choices in life. So we're out there shaking hands, knocking doors down. It's been a good primary. We started this race, Rich, with like 10 or 11 candidates seeking the Republican nomination. Now we're down to four. And, you know, I put my resume out there. I served in the U.S. Navy, authored a book called Law School. I actually got my LLM also in energy, so I've always continued my education. I enlisted at the Navy at age 17. I did 4 years there, and that certainly has molded a perception of life that I have, along with Catholic school. You know, disciplines me. It keeps you disciplined and makes you respect the flag and authority and parents sure. And all that good apple pie stuff. But we're working hard, and I think we're doing pretty well, and I like where we're at.
Well, thank you for your service in the Navy, first of all. Appreciate that very, very much.
Thank you.
What's the what do you think is the number one issue that's driving your campaign right now?
Without a doubt, immigration.
Immigration,
and
yeah.
The southern border, Rich, that border is an unmitigated human, environmental, and national security disaster. It's first of all, Joe Biden should have been impeached. You know, House Republicans should have impeached him months ago on this issue. It is no doubt immigration. It's the lack of control of the southern border. It's the fentanyl that flows across that border, facilitated by the precursor made in where else? China, with the drug cartels working with China to infiltrate this country. It's a drug trafficking, gun running, human trafficking. It's a sick mess. It really is. It's inexcusable. It's calculated and planned. And you know, the only way we're going to change this is if we win this November and reinstall Donald Trump as president. Donald Trump had a secure border. And when Joe Biden took office, he intentionally used executive action and executive powers from the office of the president to undo that secure border. And this was calculated and planned. I mean, we have so many illegal immigrants in this country right now, Rich, that we are denigrating legal immigration. You know, I tell people all the time, you have to come here. You come here legally and you assimilate.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with asking for that. It's not extreme. It's not xenophobic. It's not bigoted. It's not hateful. You come to this country, you come legally, and you assimilate. And if you can't do those two things, in my opinion, don't show up. Not to be crude or rude, but don't show up. If you can't come here legally and respect our laws, and you refuse to assimilate and enrich our American family and our American culture, don't show up, because we don't need you.
Yeah, I agree, and I don't think it's rude or crude. You even have Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman saying this stuff nowadays. I mean, the Democrat Party has gone so extreme on this issue, and yeah, I mean, asking people to assimilate into our culture, I get very sad when I think about countries around the world who are losing their culture because of immigration in their countries. Like when I go to Italy, I want to experience Italian culture. If I go to France, I want French culture. I mean, there's nothing wrong with asking people to assimilate to the United States of America and want to be part of this country and love this country. What concerns me, Justin, and I'm sure it probably concerns you, is the number of able-bodied young men who keep crossing this border from places like China. And I'm sure you saw, I think it was yesterday, Bill Malusian from Fox News is asking people, where are you from? And they're going down the list of all these countries around the world. I get very nervous when I think about that.
Well, Rich, we should all be nervous. We have no control over who's coming in the country. I mean, even if you look at the two groups, you dichotomize this and say, okay, well, we know who came in because of the Border Patrol intercepted them, got them at a port of entry. But then all Border Patrol does is release them into the country.
Right.
They don't stop them from coming in. And now between the ports of entry, Border Patrol is reporting that there's almost 2 million gotaways. For people not familiar with that term, that's a term the Border Patrol uses to when they visually identify an illegal alien crossing our border illegally between a port of entry, and they got away. They were not able to be apprehended. There's now almost 2 million. I mean, who does this? Nobody operates an immigration system this poorly run. I mean, we just need to not control our southern border, but our entire immigration system. You cannot have this many people in the country. You don't know where they're from. You just mentioned the Chinese nationals that are here. Let me tell you something. They got a communist government that you don't get up and leave that country.
Right.
The Chinese government is very much involved in this. So I'd like to know who's here. What are they doing? Where are they coming from? Are they a criminal? they have a criminal background? Are they a gang member? Are they bringing drugs? Are they trafficking guns or children? We have no control of our southern border. This is inexcusable. Look, we know 9/11, 15 of the 19 hijackers were here illegally. Mm-hmm. People overstaying visas, they're overstaying a work visa, overstaying a student visa, fake IDs. We have no control of our immigration system. It is inexcusable, and dangerous is not the word. We're going to pay a price for this. This is going to be bad. We'll pay a price for this.
Justin Murphy, you're running for United States Senate for the Republican nomination, which is Tuesday, June 4th in New Jersey. First of all, Murphy for Senate. When I saw that originally, I got scared because there was a Murphy running for Senate, Tammy Murphy. So I'm sure, using Justin versus Murphy with this, idiot governor, the king, that was probably a smart move. So Justin for Senate. Now, if you do win the nomination, what's the battle plan to win in the general election? Because, as you know, we haven't sent a Republican to the U.S. Senate since the 1970s.
Yeah, that's correct. And I tell people, when I speak to people, Rich, I look at people and I say, okay, I want you to picture me as a young boy in first grade. And they get a chuckle out of that. And I'm about this high off the ground. I said, young boy in first grade. My first grade year was Catholic school, 1972. And then I give them the punchline. It's that's the last time New Jersey elected a Republican to serve in the U.S. Senate. It's been that long. Here's the game plan. Right now, the Democrat Party, okay, is hemorrhaging voters. And they should be. And I tell people they should be because they are no longer the party of FDR, that World War II Depression-era blue-collar Democrat that fought World War II. They're no longer the party of JFK. They're no longer the party of the union blue-collar worker. They are hemorrhaging Jewish-American voters. Look what's happening on our college campuses. They're hemorrhaging blue-collar voters. They're hemorrhaging Black Americans. They're hemorrhaging Hispanic Americans. And they know there's one reason the border's open. They need replacement voters. So we have an opportunity, Rich, to pick these people up. Now, the problem is if we just run around the state and the country and we tell people and remind people how bad things are, 300 Americans a day dying from fentanyl, open southern border, our cities are crime, drugs, filth, waste, and homelessness. They should be vibrant centers of commerce and business, and they're not. If we remind people inflation and credit card debt at an all-time high, car repossessions all-time high, credit card delinquency all-time high, interest rates high, killing young people trying to buy a home. If we remind people how bad things are, they will agree with us. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to vote for us. Until we inspire people to vote for us, they're not going to do so. So my Senate pledge has these big ideas, these Reagan-esque, optimistic, confident ideas that, profound and expound faith in this country. We're going to solve our problems. We're free. We have to do limited government. We want to abolish the IRS and have a flat tax. We want to protect our Bill of Rights. We can be the party of parents when we do school choice and school vouchers, and we take parental rights up and federally codify rights for parental rights, because right now, parents are feeling under the gun a little bit with the sexualization of children through public school curriculum. We reignite our country's domestic energy industry. We're now the party of the blue-collar voter. Now, we're the party of parents with school choice and vouchers and legislation to protect parental rights. We're the party of parents. So we can do all of this with a party of small business when we promote and advocate a limited government and reducing tax burdens and everything. So we're the party of citizenship when we control our immigration system. And I think most Americans value their citizenship. Right now, we've got so many illegals in here that we're denigrating legal immigration. So the idea is to inspire people with a set of ideas that we convey optimistically and confidently that we know, identify, and connect with the voter. And New Jersey, yes, we're outnumbered massively in the state, but the degree that Democrats are hemorrhaging voters provides us the opportunity. But we do need that extra step of being confident and optimistic and inspiring people to vote for us. If we don't, we're going to have another double-digit loss here in this state, and I'm tired of double-digit losses. There's no reason for it. We are a better party. We have better policies. We have better candidates. We offer a better America for people, and we just have to be confident and optimistic in how we go about that and energetically convey that to people, because just telling people how bad everything is, they'll agree with you, but they won't necessarily vote for you. Democrats can sit home, they can grudgingly vote Democrat, or they can vote for a third party. They may be sick of the Democrat Party, but it doesn't mean they're coming our way. And until we get that hand extended to traditionally non-voting Republican blocs, we might look at another double-digit loss here, which we don't want to do. And for the record, no, I am not related to Governor Murphy. I do have to say that.
No, I think you should. It's definitely something you want to clarify. No question about it. Well, Justin, I've enjoyed talking to you. I wish you the best of luck. JerseyJustin4Senate.org is your website. Where else can people find you on social media?
We're on X. We're on Instagram, Jersey Justin USA. We've gotten our issue videos are coming out now, and we're going to be up on the air in 7:70 a.m. off New York Radio here pretty soon to get up to North Jersey. And, you know, people can
look at stuff.
You
should advertise on 1210 WPHD, too, to get South Jersey. Just saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's in the works, sir. Absolutely.
Good, good, good. Smart man.
Absolutely.
Well, best of luck. Have a blessed Memorial Day weekend. Thank you again for your service in the Navy, and appreciate you reaching out to us. And we'll be talking soon. Good luck on Tuesday, June 4th.
Rich, thank you for having us on. We greatly appreciate the show. Thank you.
And as we continue along here on a Thursday, we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, before I get out of here and turn it over to the great one, Mark Levin, just as a reminder, filling in for Dana Lash tomorrow from 12 to 3 p.m., heard nationally, and then I'll be off for the rest of the weekend. But my buddy Mary Walter will be in, so that'll be great. You'll get to hear her, and she's fantastic. So please tune into the show tomorrow and catch me with Dana, 12 to 3. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your show. I mean, it's a live show, but you know what I mean. You always listen to the podcast after Dom or, you know, whatever you want. Anyway, a couple other things to mention to you. You know, the media suppressed the whole John Kerry story. This whole story about John Kerry and Iran, the media suppressed it. And this is a really big deal. But it shows you, it really does, it shows you exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to the idea of the corrupt corporate media trying to cover things up, trying to play the game for the Democrats, whether it's calling us Hitler all the time, calling us fascists and doing all these things, or whether it's something else. It's what the corrupt corporate media does. They cover for everybody. They cover for each other. So Newsbusters have this great piece. Earlier today, a stunning report was published alleging that the Obama administration actively interfered in order to hinder the FBI from arresting individuals suspected of aiding and abetting Iran's efforts to develop a nuclear bomb. There was not a peep about this interference on any of the network evening newscast last night. The Obama-Biden State Department actively interfered to prevent the FBI from executing arrest warrants on individuals illegally in the United States who were allegedly supporting Iranian financial efforts to develop weapons of mass destruction. Fox News Digital obtained letters from Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, sent to Secretary Antony Blinken, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and Attorney General Merrick Garland. The Obama-Biden administration began its joint plan of action, which served as the negotiating process for the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, also known as the Iran nuclear deal, that was signed by then-President Obama in 2015. At that time, Obama said broader sanctions would remain in place, which the administration would continue to enforce vigorously. But Grassley and Johnson received unclassified and legally protected whistleblower disclosures, which they say show that while the Obama-Biden administration publicly committed to preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons by raising the cost of Iran's defiance of the international community, then Secretary of State John Kerry, actively interfered with the Federal Bureau of Investigation executing arrest warrants on individuals in the U.S. illegally supporting Iranian efforts, including financial efforts to develop weapons of mass destruction and its ballistic missile program. Some of those efforts tied directly to Iran's massive drone and missile strike attacks against Israel the past April 13th. And the corporate media can completely cover that up, of course, as you can imagine they would. But John Kerry tells us that the green transition is going to happen and no president can stop it. And this is what we've been saying. Even if a president tries to get in there and shift the agenda, even if we try to do that, the deep state will always work against that that agenda. And this is a great example. I mean, this is a great example of what I'm talking about. John Kerry says transitioning to green is going to happen regardless of any single president, because that's what they'll do. They'll do whatever the hell they want to do. And the bureaucrats will not let a president or a secretary or an administrator get in their way. The deep state, the bureaucracy, the federal Leviathan, they run this country, and it's going to continue that way unless we get change, unless Trump gets in there in November. This is what all those people were saying in the first segment of the hour. This is why they need change, because the system is rigged.
We are living in a moment rigged. That is literally significant transformation of economies on a global basis since the Industrial Revolution. No question. And this is bigger. AI will transform everything.
Mm.
And nobody can sit in front of you and tell you every way in which that's going to unfold or happen.
It's going to happen no matter what. We're not going to let them get in the way. We're not going to let them stop us. Don't you worry about it. We're not going to let them stop us. Even if there's an office romance, which our American is apple pie.
Our relationship was professional. Mm. Our relationship grew organically over time.
Mm.
It was something that was not deliberate or intentional.
Mm.
I made the statement earlier that workplace romances are as American as apple pie, right? That was not to make light of the situation.
I think it really was, actually. And also to make me not want to eat apple pie this weekend, which is a shame because I love apple pie. Before I get out of here, and I want to say I hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend with your family. I hope we remember all the people who've given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, for this country, because that's what Memorial Day is all about. And we should never forget that. Remember, your beach day brought to you by their beach day, that famous caption of, you know, the young boys storming the beaches of Normandy. But because we also want to think about the beach this summer, spend some time at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. I love it there. I love the Grand, and you will too. And the best part about the Grand Hotel is that they have so many different rooms and suites and townhouses to choose from. Some even have kitchenettes. So, you know, if you want to try to keep costs down a little bit, you can always make food right there. You can buy groceries and store them in the fridge and drinks. But when you stay there, they give you money back to stay at the resort. They give you resort credits that you can use on site at the property. So the longer you stay, the more you save for their midweek specials in June. And you can use those resort credits at Hemingway's restaurant, take your family out to breakfast, lunch, dinner, the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, take your family on a whale-watching boat cruise. The family's going to love the gigantic outdoor heated pool, the gigantic indoor heated pool in case it rains. They're going to love all the amenities. And you're going to love the fact that you're getting money back. You're getting those resort credits back. That's the beautiful thing about my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And don't forget, we're going to be there live June 21st. So book a midweek stay for that week and then hang out with us for the show on that Friday night. And don't forget, the Grand is the perfect place to host a wedding. Always book direct with them for the best rates. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.